guys, Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company, Bomb Socks, to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. So I want to throw a conclusion to the book of Job this week. And it's been interesting to study this wonderfully poetic book of scripture as you go through the difficulties of trials that Job has gone through. Well, as a reminder, let me take you back to chapter 1 and just remind you of how Job started. Now in verses 2 and 3, it says, there were born to him 7 sons and 3 daughters. Remember that. He also had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she-asses, and a very great household. So tons of stuff right there, which he all loses by the end of chapter 1. Now you go all the way through to chapter 42, which is the culmination of this great story, as you got verse number 12, which says, so the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. Now you remember his 7,000 sheep, he now has 14,000 sheep. His 3,000 camels are now 6,000 camels. His 500 yoke of oxen and she-asses are now 1,000 each. And verse 13, he also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. Now, I remember teaching that principle, and someone raised their hand. They said, why doesn't he now have 14 sons and 6 daughters? Well, and then someone brought up the fact, they said, well, he didn't really lose his children, because even though they've passed away, he still has them, which is a great little testimony to the eternal nature of family. So I appreciated that perspective there. So the Lord blessed Job, that phrase, the latter end more than his beginning. Now there's a great verse in the New Testament in the book of James that also puts some perspective on how to deal with trials appropriately. It is chapter 5, verses 10 and 11, where it says, take my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful, the footnote there says compassionate, and of tender mercy. So this suffering, affliction, and of patience, behold, we count them happy which endure. So that is one of the messages, probably one of the biggest messages of the book of Job, is how to handle trials effectively. As you see how he turned to his Redeemer, and because of that, he kept his integrity, his ability to worship, and the Lord blessed him for that. I love that message. Now, I don't think it is the only message in the book of Job. In fact, there's one that I think might be arguably more important, but it's found here in this chapter 42, which I think could be the pinnacle, if you could use that term, of the entire book of Job. And it's found in verse number 10, where it says, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. And also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had had before, which we just went through. Now let me come back to that little phrase at the beginning right there, and I want to break this down. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job, comma, when he prayed for his friends, colon. And then he gave him as twice as much as before. So that phrase right there, I think, is a key element. It doesn't say the Lord turned the captivity of Job because he endured boils, or he endured these trials faithfully, or kept his integrity. No, it's very specific right here where it says the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. So Job seems to be receiving twice as much before because he showed faith in the Lord by praying for his friends despite their wrongful treatment. Boy, there's got to be a lesson for you and I today when we have all of these individuals who are maybe coming at us in ways that might not be the best. So now another thing that I think helps this principle is the one time that Job is mentioned in modern scripture is found in section 121 of the Doctrine and Covenants, which again, I mentioned at the very beginning, how the Lord said, thou art not yet as Job, thy friends do stand by thee. So he said, look, your friends have treated you better than Job's friends treated him. But then you actually go into the rest of section 121, where it actually talks about how the reason that Joseph and these others are in Liberty Jail is because at one point, faithful friends have turned against them and basically put them into Liberty Jail. So I think that the book of Job is not just about enduring trials, trials, it's also about enduring the individuals who are not always treating us the best during those difficult trials, who are maybe persecuting us in some ways or mocking us or not telling us the right things to do during these trials. I wrote just kind of some thoughts down here. I said, I feel like the intent of the author, no matter who that author is, we don't know, is not just to teach us about trials in general, but more specifically about staying loyal to the Lord by loving our neighbor, especially those who are despitefully using us or misjudging us, to be patient with them, and remembering the omniscience of God when pressure from persecuting mortals increases. This could be one of the main intents of the author, and Satan seems to use Job's friends as intently as he uses those boils to go after Job. And so you look at a lot of the conference talks recently, it almost seems like to me, and I may be wrong, probably could be, but it seems like we're getting away from a lot of the behaviors and focusing more on the doctrine of number one, loving God, and number two, loving our neighbor. And so I think when you focus on those two things, I remember going back and studying those things and seeing those mentioned quite a bit. Love God, love your neighbor, and understanding that relationship with both of them. That is going to be the thing that is ultimately, I think, going to bless our lives. And I think it's going to be the thing that may very well deliver us, or at least give us the proper perspective on the trials that we are going through. So anyway, those are just some thoughts that I had, taken for what they are worth, but I really believe that that is a true principle, that the Lord turned away the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. And I think there's a cool principle there. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.